light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Tom Hartmann delivers a concise and forceful tour of how the United States built a health system that treats illness as a profit center rather than a public good. In The Hidden History of American Healthcare, he traces the roots of employer-based insurance, the political maneuvers that sidelined universal coverage, and the rise of corporate power across hospitals, insurers, and drug makers. Drawing on history, policy, and economics, Hartmann shows how deliberate choices created a marketplace where medical debt is common, surprise bills are routine, and life-saving care can be priced like a luxury item. He also reveals how racial politics, lobbying, and deregulation helped entrench a system that enriches shareholders while families scramble to avoid bankruptcy. The book is brief, yet packed with context, case studies, and solutions, making complex mechanisms understandable to any reader. It closes with actionable steps and a clear roadmap for reform that centers people over profit. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how employer-based insurance became the default. Hartmann explains that the defining feature of United States healthcare was not inevitable. During the New Deal and post-war years, national health proposals from Franklin Roosevelt and Harry Truman faced a coordinated opposition campaign from business groups and the American Medical Association. While those efforts stalled, World War II wage controls created a loophole that allowed firms to offer health benefits to attract workers. When the tax code excluded those benefits from income, employer-based insurance hardened into the national norm. Early nonprofit plans like Blue Cross gave way to commercial carriers that competed by avoiding sicker people rather than by improving care. The result tethered coverage to employment and economic cycles, leaving those who lost jobs exposed. Hartmann argues that this path dependence crowded out more equitable models and built a fragmented system of private risk pools, rather than a universal risk pool. He underscores how this choice still shapes access, affordability, and negotiating power across the entire sector. Secondly, Nixon, HMOs, and the rise of managed profit. A pivotal turn arrives in the 1970s with the HMO Act and the normalization of investor-owned healthcare. Hartmann details how managed care was sold as a way to control costs and coordinate services. In practice, financial incentives to deny or delay care expanded, and administrative complexity ballooned. The Reagan era intensified deregulation and antitrust laxity, fueling consolidation across insurers and hospital systems. Payment reforms like prospective payment and diagnostic-related groups pushed hospitals to maximize billable codes and throughput. Private equity later targeted emergency departments, anesthesiology, and specialty clinics, optimizing revenue through surprise billing and facility fees. Hartmann links these trends to the rapid growth of Medicare Advantage and other privatized channels that skim public funds while narrowing networks and adding friction to care. The chapter shows how public programs were not expanded as public goods, but increasingly outsourced to financial intermediaries, embedding a profit-first logic in the core of coverage for seniors and low-income groups. Thirdly, pharmaceutical power, patents, and price extraction. Hartmann devotes sharp attention to drug pricing as a case study in policy-engineered scarcity. He walks readers through patent evergreening, pay-for-delay deals, and exclusivity periods that extend monopoly control far beyond the spirit of innovation rewards. Pharmacy benefit managers sit between manufacturers and insurers, extracting rebates that often fail to reach patients at the counter. Congress barred Medicare from negotiating drug prices for years, which amplified list prices and shifted costs to taxpayers and patients. Examples like insulin and EpiPens illustrate how life-sustaining products can see repeated price hikes unmoored from research costs. Hospital formularies, group purchasing organizations, and opaque supply chains further obscure true costs. Hartmann argues that these structures turn illness into a revenue stream by design, not accident, and he outlines reforms such as public manufacturing of essential generics, compulsory licensing for abuse of monopoly power, and direct price negotiation to re-anchor markets around public health rather than shareholder value. Fourthly, race, class, and the politics of division. One of Hartman's central claims is that racial politics repeatedly blocked universal care. He recounts how segregationist lawmakers fought national health insurance to avoid integrated hospitals and clinics. Even Medicare and Medicaid required civil rights enforcement to desegregate facilities. Later, block grants, work requirements, and narrow eligibility rules kept safety net programs thin and stigmatized. In the modern era, many states refused Medicaid expansion, leaving coverage gaps concentrated among low-income workers and communities of color. Hartman connects these choices to broader patterns of environmental inequality, redlining, and labor market stratification that raise disease burden while restricting access to preventive services. By splintering the public into separate risk pools and reinforcing myths about deservedness, political actors diffuse the broad coalitions needed for universal reform. The chapter argues that moral narratives and identity-based wedge tactics are as powerful as balance sheets, and that equity-centered policy is essential to build the durable majority required for change. Lastly, a roadmap for people-centered reform. The book closes with a pragmatic agenda that prioritizes universality, simplicity, and bargaining power. Hartman outlines how a single-payer or Medicare-for-all framework could eliminate job-linked coverage churn, slash administrative overhead, and give the public leverage to negotiate fair prices for drugs and services. Short of full transformation, he recommends immediate steps: end surprise billing, cap out-of-pocket costs, restore robust antitrust enforcement, require price transparency tied to enforceable ceilings, and allow Medicare to negotiate and manufacture essential medicines when markets fail. He calls for global budgets for hospitals, investments in primary care and mental health, and decoupling healthcare from employment to spur entrepreneurship and labor mobility. Civic strategy matters too. Build cross-racial coalitions, hold legislators to public financing commitments, and align providers' incentives with community health. Hartman's point is simple and hopeful. The United States built this system through policy choices, and with public will, it can choose differently. In conclusion, the hidden history of American healthcare is ideal for citizens, students, clinicians, policymakers, and business leaders who want a clear, historically grounded explanation of why the system feels both confusing and predatory. Hartman translates decades of policy decisions into a gripping narrative that shows how money flows and why families face medical debt despite record healthcare spending. Readers will gain a framework to evaluate proposals, challenge misleading talking points, and push for reforms that actually lower costs while improving outcomes. You should choose this book over generic industry primers because it blends history, political economy, and practical steps in a concise format that respects your time and intelligence. Hartman's synthesis connects dots across insurance, hospitals, and pharmaceuticals without jargon, and his action-oriented roadmap helps you advocate at the ballot box, in the workplace, and in your community. If you want a guide that clarifies the stakes and shows a credible path forward, this is it. If you would like to support Tom Hartman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nartree, better life begins in a book.